Let's read a couple of verses in the Gospel of John first. Chapter 9, let's start with chapter 9. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Chapter 9, verse 39.
Amen.
For judgment
I come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind.
For judgment I came into this world.
Amen.
For judgment.
Yes.
Many times we always say, for salvation you came into this world. Mm-hmm. Which is true. But it also says, for judgment you came. The Lord did say that he who believes will be saved, but he who believeth not is already judged. Yeah. So the coming of the Lord is not just for salvation, but also for judgment. Mm-hmm. Let's go to chapter 12. Verse 31. Amen. Now, judgment. Yes. Oh, no, it's okay. Yeah. You're reading your New King James. Yeah. Go ahead, please.
Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out.
Amen.
Amen.
Now is the judgment of this world. This is very basic. The coming of the Lord is not just to save us, which definitely is, but it's for judgment. And the judgment is to judge this world. So this world is actually already judged by the Lord, and it's under judgment. Mm-hmm. We need to realize this. And for Paul in Galatians, he said, through the cross, the world is crucified to me, and I am crucified to the world. So for us believers, there is a cutting of relationship.
Amen.
Between us and the world.
Mm-hmm.
And salvation is to save us from this present evil age.
Amen.
According to Galatians chapter 1. There are many such verses. And John said, love not the world. And James said, if anyone is a friend of this world, then he is what?
An enemy
of God.
Adulterous.
So, the world is not a small matter. And Paul wrote, be not conformed to this world. There are quite a few very important verses that we all have to bear in mind. The world is not as innocent as we think, or harmless. Mm-hmm. We think the Lord is harmless. We are naive. We're very naive. So this world is under God's judgment. And what did John write? The whole world lies in the sway, the hands of the evil one. Why did some translations say sway? Because it goes in the direction where the enemy wants to go. Sometimes it is this direction and everybody will be and sometimes it's in that direction. So everybody is carried away into the other direction. Mm-hmm. So it goes wherever the enemy wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's under his control.
Right.
Don't think that we are so involved in this world that it's okay. It actually is not okay, and may the Lord open our eyes to realize this. If you realize this and fully conscious of this matter, then you'll be saved. Then at least you will not be fully entangled, you will not be caught. You will be using this world, but you will not be caught and trapped and be swallowed and fully under his influence, and at the end you become a slave of this world. And you will end up in the hand of the evil one. This is very basic, especially today in this world. We all have to believe in God's word. God's word is not written there for nothing. We all have to make a living. We all need to go to school. We all need to study, to graduate, to do well, which is normal. But don't be trapped by those things. If you have to do a business, that's fine. The Lord did not say, don't do business. But you have to realize that there's a big entrapment there. There's a trap, a snare there. You're in this, you immediately fall into the system of this world, and it's very difficult if you don't conform. It's not simple, but it's possible. It's not simple, but it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So, the Bible did not say, don't hold on a job. Don't open a business. Don't study and forget about going to school and just be a gardener or something like that. No, but you have to know that in all this thing there is a real trap, because people... people, it's one thing to make money for a living, it's another thing to try to be rich,
yes.
A billionaire, not just a millionaire. Now it's not enough to be a millionaire, you have to be a billionaire, because money is losing, you know, value. So if you have 1 million, you can buy nothing. So now you have to be a millionaire, but millionaire is not enough, you have to be a billionaire. And so you need to be a slave, and you have to work so hard, you have time for nothing, and then you are trapped by the system, and to be a billionaire you have to do a lot of things that is not legal.
Yeah.
And at the end, one thing leads to another, and at the end you're fully wrapped up, caught in that system, and it's hard for you to come out. You not only want to go to school, you want to go to the best school. And what guarantees you go to the best school that you're going to be successful? So it's very difficult. So what we really need to do is to trust in the Lord. Trust in the living God.
Right.
Doesn't mean that we shouldn't excel. But if we excel, it is only for the glory of God.
Amen.
To be a living testimony for the Lord.
Amen.
It's not, oh, I'm going to serve the Lord, so I'm not going to study, I'm just going to get a C, and that's good enough. Maybe it's because you're lazy. Possible. So We, as the believers, doing everything through Christ, we do things conscientiously. Responsibly. Properly. As a living testimony for God our Father. But you have to really realize that the world is dangerous in the hands of the evil one. Yet, on the other hand, the Lord prayed in John chapter 17, I did not pray that you should take them out of this world.
Right.
Well, where is he going to put you? Either in Hades, then you wait there. I'll be waiting in Hades. I don't like to be waiting in Hades.
There's nothing to do.
You go to heaven, you won't go to heaven. So, but that the Lord put us in this world.
Yes.
And so, he will keep us. He will sanctify us. He is there to help us. And we have the Holy Spirit. And we are in Christ. So the Lord has a way to keep us. And we need to work with him together. And it is really not enough just to be kept. But the best way to be kept from this world is to be a witness, a living testimony.
Right.
If you are a living testimony in this world, I guarantee you, you are really kept. So here you can see the balance. The balance. Religion will want you to be a priest and a monk. You go to a monastery and lock yourself in. That's not God's way. That's man's. I shouldn't even say man. It's a demonic way. James. Paul said to Timothy, these are teachings of demons. So don't go to a monastery. Don't be a nun. So this is not God's way. God's way is to put you there in this world. But then he put his life in you. An overcoming life. In the world you have tribulation, the Lord said. But be what? Comforted. Because I have overcome the world.
Amen.
And our faith will overcome this world.
Yes.
We have a wonderful life. We have Christ, the overcomer, that lives within us.
Amen.
The Lord has equipped us with everything that we need.
Amen.
But you need an understanding. You need to see. You need to see. You need to grasp the truth concerning this man. And the truth will set you free. Really. The more we know the Lord, the more we are free. We are free. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we go back to Ezekiel. From chapter 4 to chapter 24, you have judgment in God's house, because God's people have turned God's house into a place of idolatry, practicing all kinds of abominations and defilement and shedding of the blood and injustice and false prophets, divination, and false vision. Terrible thing. The whole country, nation became corrupt. So there's a need for judgment. And in the New Testament, it's the same thing. As we have seen in the book of Revelation, the seven churches, all kinds of problems. Beginning from losing the first love, then the world came in, Satan's throne is there, then you have Balaam, and you have Nicolaitans, and you have Jezebel, and death, and lukewarmness, and pride, and at the end you're fleshly, you're naked, you're blind, you're miserable. My goodness, you need to see this. So if you compare that to the prophets during their time, it's really not much different.
Mm-hmm.
Not much different. Mm. So today we need salvation. We need to realize in what situation we are living in.
Amen.
If we don't have eyes to see, then you will think, oh, well, what's wrong with so many groups, so many Christian groups? They all love the Lord. They all read the Bible. It depends on what you see. The Lord said he is going to judge. Judgment is coming, and those who are blind will see. Then those who see will become blind. So what are you going to do? Do you see or do you not see? And depends on what you see. Depends on what you see. So we need to come back to the Word of God to see that God judge not only His house, and the Apostle tells us judgment begins in the house of God. It's very healthy, and this judgment is for our salvation. We can see maybe tomorrow or later on tonight, but just something very briefly to summarize the judgment of this world in chapter 25. Beginning in verse 8, the first judgment is against Moab and Ammon. Moab and Ammon. These are the sons of the descendants of Lot. You all know Lot. Who is Lot? Not everyone knows Lot. Oh, that's not good. Yeah. Let me introduce Lot to you.
Yes.
Lot is the nephew of Abraham. The nephew of Abraham, related to Abraham. So he's not stranger. He's not a stranger to God's calling, God's purpose. He even accompanied Abraham come out of Ur of Chaldea. And he went quite a ways with Abraham. To a certain point, then they couldn't coexist anymore. There was problems. So they parted ways. And Abraham even let Lot choose. You choose where you want to go. If you go north, I'll go south. If you go east, I'll go west. I'll let you choose. So he chose, and he thought he chose the best part. And it ended up not the best part.
Yeah.
So God's promise is the Canaan, the good land. That's the best part. But if you leave Abraham, you're leaving God's promise to Abraham.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's not wise. He should have stuck with Abraham. So he ended up where? Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, my goodness. That's not a good place to be. Sodom and Gomorrah. And through that, we all know what Sodom and Gomorrah is. Sinful, evil, lawless. And terrible. A place that is left by God. God left them to their own lust. And it is crazy, the whole thing. And if you live in Sodom and Gomorrah like Lot, what's going to happen? Maybe Lot will be, he still learns something from his uncle. And he may be still good. He's a good guy. Not bad. But what about his children? Growing up in Sodom and Gomorrah, how about that? How about that? How do you like to grow up? How do you like to bring up your children in Sodom and Gomorrah? That's not a good idea. Where do you think his two daughters got the idea of making their father drunk and have children with their father? That was learned from their uncle, from their granduncle. It was so common in Sodom and Gomorrah. It's what people do. And even if they do something worse than that, incest for them, that's nothing. Even homosexuality, that was nothing. You remember the angels coming into the house of Lot, trying to save them? You remember that? And then those people coming, hey, you have stranger guests here, hey, send them out. We're going to do something with them. And what did Lot say? Please, please, there are my guests. Here, let me give you my two daughters. You can do whatever you like with them. You don't have children yet. How about you, John? You have two children. You have two daughters. Would you like to send them out?
No. No.
Would you do that?
That's crazy.
Over my dead body. Say over my dead body. Goodness, the whole thing is just... And out of that whole situation came Moab and Ammon, the Moabites and the Ammonites. Something fleshly, base, evil, fallen. That's the very picture of our fallen flesh. You know, the world is not just what is outside. John defined to us, what is the world? Love, not a world. Notice things that are in the world. And how did he define the world? The lust of the eyes. And the lust of the flesh. And then the pride of life. So your soul life is included. The pride. You achieve something. You want to be somebody. And you're better than others. And the pride. I came from such and such a place. And I am so successful here. What have you done? And all these. This is the world. Wow, Steve Job. How about that? He's almost an idol. Right. Bill Gates. Professors, doctor so-and-so. Elder so-and-so. Reverend so-and-so. How about that? Do you like people to call you Reverend Achim? With all the titles. This is part of the world. This is part of the world. So it's the pride of life. It's the pride of life. This is terrible. This is the world. So the world is related to us. The world is not just outside of us. So we need to realize something. That's why the judgment of the world here begins with Lot. Related to Abram. Moab and Ammon makes a pair. So here you can see behold, God says here, right? Moab, the judgment. Because Moab and Seir say, behold, the house of Judah is like all the nations. This is not good. He is happy. They are happy. They are happy if Israel is just like all the nations. No difference. Why do you have to be different? Don't be strange. People will think that you're strange. You should be a little bit worldly. What? You're not ambitious to be the CEO? People will think, oh, you're strange. You're strange. What? You give up that wonderful position? You could have been the manager. People think you're strange. So they'll be happy. Moab will be happy if the church and we, the believers, are just like the world, to make us similar to the world. Well, that is not good. And that's what the flesh wants you to be. So God is going to judge. Behold, I am going to deprive the flank of Moab of its cities, etc. Oh, Lord, God forbid that a church will be similar to the world. We have to be different from the world. We have to be holy, righteous,
Amen.
Glorious.
Amen. Amen.
And I will give it for a possession, along with the sons of Ammon, to the sons of the east, that the sons of Ammon may not be remembered among the nations. I will execute judgment on Moab, and they will know that I am the Lord. So here, may the Lord really save us. They are out there. The main goal is to destroy the church, to destroy God's purpose. So Moab and Ammon, that's not good. Later on you can read some more. And thus says the Lord God, because Edom has acted against the house of Judah by taking vengeance, verse 12, and has incurred grievous guilt, and avenge themselves upon them. Who is Edom? Who is Edom?
Esau.
The descendants of Esau. And who is Esau? Is a brother of Jacob. And another relative. Another relative. And this relation is even closer. They are what?
Twins.
They're twins. And Esau in the Bible is one who despised the birthright and sold it. Despised and sold the birthright. And not only that, because he despised it and sold it and couldn't get it back. So in order to make his parents sad, he went and took two wives, people of the nations there. And so you can really see Edom. And concerning Edom, we read in the Psalms that they are so happy when the Chaldeans came to destroy Jerusalem. They say, raise it! Yeah, well, they are cheering, and they are so happy, cheering. I'm so happy to see the house of God in Jerusalem, the city of God, fully destroyed to the ground. So here you can see the natural man, the Esau here. And this is also not very good. This is part of the world here. I will also stretch out my hand against Edom and cut off man and beast from it. I will lay it waste. So here you can really see Esau is fully against Jacob. He was against Jacob. Remember, what did God say about Esau? Esau, I hated. And Jacob, I loved. So may the Lord really help us. The old man, the first Adam, because Adam is the first man, Christ is the second man. So you can really see we are not of the old creation, we are the new creation. Then you have Philistia here. Behold, the Philistines also have acted in revenge and have taken vengeance with scorn of soul to destroy with everlasting enmity. So the Philistines is always fighting against Israel to occupy the land. And they were ones who captured. Once upon a time, they took the Ark of the Covenant. And there is a perpetual fighting for the possession of the land. Until this very day, you can really see. So, this is the world there. You have Edom and you have the Philistine, Philistia. And Philistia could refer to the religious world, today. Trying to rob us of our inheritance. It's a perpetual enemy. Look at Jerusalem today. The place where the temple should be built. Mount Moriah. Who occupies that? Who occupied? The Muslims. The mosque was there. Occupying the place that rightfully belonged to the people of Israel for the temple. But it was occupied by what? By the Muslims. It's a religion. And when the Lord was on this earth, he was the rightful heir. He was supposed to be the king. And who was there fighting against Christ? And crucifying him. And says, he is the heir, let us take care of him. Get rid of him. And take the inheritance ourselves. Who did that? The Romans? Who? The Jews. And when the churches went down and degraded, who took over? The Roman emperor? No, the Roman Catholic Church with the Pope on top, robbing the rightful inheritance of God's people, destroying God's purpose. So you can really see, don't think the world is not dangerous. And it's not just outside of us. Don't think religion today is harmless. No, at the time of Paul in Galatians referred to Judaism as the world at that time. For the Jews, their world is Judaism. So you have two pairs, Moab and Ammon, and then you have Edom and Philistia. And then you have the judgment on Tyre and Sidon. It's another pair. They all comes by pair. You better be careful. You know, it's two and two. You thought you already dealt with one, and then you found out there's another one. They all come in pair.
Hmm.
Don't think it's so easy to deal with them.
Hmm.
They have backup. Do you have backup? Backup. It is not simple. It is really not simple. There is the backup. Now you have Tyre. Tyre is famous for commerce, mm-hmm. buying and selling. It's a commercial world.
Hmm.
Today, you cannot live without buying and selling. You know, at the time of Noah, what do they do? Buying and selling. And this is a very important matter, buying and selling. Today, in this world, what is the most important thing? Tell me. Of course, politics is one thing.
Economy.
But politics without economy, what can you do? Economy. Economy is the most important thing. And how do you define economy?
Money.
Buying and selling. Money, exactly. Money. Buying and selling. This is Tyre. This is Tyre. And this is the main expression there in this whole world. Economy today is the most important thing. If the economy is down, my goodness, the world is in shambles. Oh, look at Europe. Greece and Spain, with that trouble, the euro. Oh, all of a sudden, with just a little bit shaking, all the stocks came down. The whole world was jittery, and everybody's nervous. What's going to happen? What if Europe collapsed? Well, praise the Lord, we'll have to say.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Babylon is fallen.
Very good.
Judgment has come already.
It's just a rehearsal. Just to shake you up a little bit to prepare you for the worse that is to come. To let you realize, it's not dependable. We better be careful. And don't hang on that thing. It's just going to collapse one day. It's a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. And I asked some of the saints who are more or less in this commercial world, I said, well, Germany is not doing bad. Yeah, the answer is for the next 2 years maybe, but who knows after that what's going to happen? You see, nobody knows what's going to happen after that. Nobody knows what's going to happen.
That's true.
So, this world there is already under God's judgment. Tyre. And Sidon refers to the riches, because Sidon, during his time, or her time, the city, is one of the richest.
Mm-hmm.
Famous. It's a very rich country. Sidon. So, they are all related.
Mm-hmm.
They are all related in today, people look so high upon riches. If you are rich, you made it. There was a pastor in the Philippines who preaches openly on Sunday morning, just half a year ago, I think at most a year ago. He said, if you're 40 years of age and you're not a millionaire, you're a failure. You don't know God's blessing. So at the age of 40, if you're not a millionaire, forget it. What is it written in the Bible? If you're 40 years, you're not a millionaire, you're a failure. And you just fail to know God's blessing. And after you become a millionaire, after 40 years, then you have to take your wife to have a tour around the world. That's what he said. My sister went to that meeting and told me that. I said, why did you go there?
That's a good question. What did you do in such a meeting?
What are you doing there? What business do you have to do with that group there?
Crazy.
This is crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
But the wonderful thing in this revelation here in a matter of Tyre,
mm-hmm.
if you go to chapter 28,
mm-hmm.
is that Satan was revealed here, fully exposed.
Amen.
Chapter 28 was talking about the king of Tyre, judged by God. And all of a sudden, God speaking here shift to Satan himself and expose the origin of Satan. Meaning to say that he is the one who head up all these things there. The world is actually in the hands of the evil one. So in chapter 28, all of a sudden, it's a very unique chapter. Apart from Isaiah chapter 14,
mm-hmm.
chapter 28 here is very, very clear here, beginning in verse 11. Again the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation over the king of Tyre, and say to him, Thus says the Lord God, you had a seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
Mm-hmm.
That is certainly not describing the king of Tyre anymore. All of a sudden he's talking about somebody else now. You were in Eden, the garden of God, or the king of Tyre.
Yeah,
I didn't even know where it is.
Yeah.
There was such a place. He would say, what? What? You're talking about me? What do you mean I was in Eden, the garden of God? Every precious stone was your covering. The ruby, topaz, the diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, lapis, lazuli, turquoise, emerald, gold, workmanship of your setting and sockets was in you on the day that you were created. They were prepared. Certainly, it's not talking about the king of Tyre anymore. It's talking about Lucifer, the archangel, when he was created. You were the anointed cherub. Oh, a cherub, the king of Tyre. He was not a cherub. He was a fleshly, terrible king there. You were the anointed cherub who covers. And I place you there. You were in the holy mountain of God. You walked in the midst of the stones of fire. You were blameless in your ways. Oh, well, was the king of Tyre blameless?
No.
So who is he talking about here? So all of a sudden, through the king of Tyre, the origin of Satan was revealed to you. It has a marvelous connotation and meaning, showing that this world is fully related to Satan. No wonder he's called the prince of this world. The ruler of this world. Even Paul called him in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 the God of this world. Don't underestimate. And you need to know. You were the anointed cherub. My, you walked in the midst of stones of fire. You blameless, perfect, until unrighteousness was found in you by the abundance of your trade. Ah, now you can see. There is the mixture now coming in. You were internally filled with violence and you sinned. Therefore, I have cast you as profane from the mountain of God, and I have destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom by reason of your splendor. You see the pride of life here? So it's better to be ugly. I cast you to the ground. I put you before kings that they may see you. By the multitude of your iniquities and the unrighteousness of your trade, you profane your sanctuaries. Therefore I have brought fire from the midst of you. It has consumed you, and I have turned you to ashes on the earth in the eyes of all who see you, etc. So, you can really see here the world is in the hands of the evil. So today, you're called the young professionals. professionals. You're involved in this commercial world. Trade. Familiar word? Trade. So here, you can really see. Be careful. Don't be caught by it. Yes, we need to work. We need to find a proper, good job. And the Lord will provide you. But don't be caught up by it. Don't be tempted by it. And that's why in James it says you have to endure temptation. Then you will receive the crown of life. Yeah. Don't give in. O Lord, in Sidon, beginning verse 20, God will judge, and there will be no more for the house of Israel a prickling briar or a painful thorn. The riches, the cares of this world, the riches, they are the thorns that choke the word of God in you. So again, you have a pair here, Sidon and Tyre. You're right, money and covetousness is idolatry. Paul says, the love of money is the root of all evil. It brings forth corruption. It corrupts our heart. It brings a lot of pain and anxiety. It causes people to jump from the 10th floor.
Yeah.
So much trouble. And if you do that, you fell into the hands of the evil one. So finally, the judgment of Egypt. Egypt stands alone. You have three pairs and Egypt. Because Egypt is, sorry, the summary of all of these. It is in Egypt.
Together.
And the head is the Pharaoh. Egypt is the Pharaoh. And Egypt boasts of the Nile, because the whole world is depending, living upon this Nile River. Egypt was boasting, this Nile belongs to me. Right, chapter 29. Verse 3, he said, my Nile is mine, and I myself have made it.
Right.
I myself. I myself have made it. Then the Lord God said here in verse 3, speak and say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I'm against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great monster that lies in the midst of his river. The word monster here really means a big crocodile. It's like a monster. Big crocodile in the Nile. It even rhymes. The crocodile in the Nile. We need to write a song called The Crocodile in the Nile. How about that? Somebody write a song. I told the brothers in Europe there, I said, it reminded me of a song in Peter Pan that says, never smile at a crocodile. Right? You all know that song, right? Never smile at a crocodile. Don't be taken in. Right? I would say, by his guile. Another rhyme. Anyway, but you might think, oh, wonderful, it's so rich, we can live by it. But little do you realize that in the midst of that Nile, there is a big crocodile with trying to swallow you. And Peter Pan in that song says, all he's thinking is how you will fit within his skin. That's right. So this is what the enemy, the devil, is thinking about, how you will fit within his system. Mm-hmm. So that he can swallow you. You only see the Nile, you don't see the monster. But God sits on the monster. You are the monster in the Nile, he said. So what do you see in this world? A wonderful opportunity to be rich, to be very successful. The Lord will not make you so poor you'll die of hunger. Definitely not. So here you have to see the Lord is revealing something in this world that he's judging. And he already judged this world. So as young professionals today, making a living, you're working, you need to be wise. Have the understanding. If you know that there's a trap right there for you, then be wise. Don't go swimming if you know there's a crocodile. If you see there's a shark, you may not see his nose, but you see his fin there coming up, that triangle going around there. You still want to go diving, shark? Practice swimming there. Sarah. Even if your coach tells you, go jump in and swim, you should tell him, you go first. And when you come out alive, maybe I'll try. You see a shark in there, you don't jump in. Be wise. Don't jump in just because your coach says, hey, come on, jump in. No. Be wise. We need wisdom from above. Know how to deal with it. Know how to say enough. Know how to say no. Know when to quit. This world, you're becoming already a super slave. You better quit, otherwise you'll be... they are going to squeeze, like we said, every drop out of the lemon. tell us what your boss says, or what they...
It wasn't my boss, but the manager at Daimler once gave a presentation.
Oh, yeah, you're Daimler, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what did he say?
The university said, engineers are like lemons. You have to squeeze them until every drop comes out.
Above that. No wonder a lot of people look like dried lemon. maybe 3 years later when we see you, you'll be like a dried apple.
Watch out.
Watch out, watch out. Don't be a dried apple. You come back to Fountain Valley, you're just the apple skin. Why let people squeeze you like a lemon?
Right.
So, you should tell that person who spoke at the university, no wonder it's all so sour there. It's all so sour. Not sweet at all. So, be wise. Firstly, spiritually, you have to know that it's all of these are all under God's judgment. And today it is there just because of us to help us to make a proper living, and that's all. That's all. But your real goal and your real purpose in life is to serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. And the Lord will not squeeze you like a lemon. Mm-hmm. Is going to provide you with all that you need.
Amen.
He doesn't need to squeeze you. But this crocodile is going to swallow you up. Be wise. All of you as young people today, don't be taken in by his welcome grin. That's what it says there. Don't be taken in by his welcome grin. He's imagining how well you fit within his skin. That's how the song comes. That's right. That's right. That is what this monster is trying to do to you.
Hmm.
So may the Lord save us from this world. Love not the world.
Amen.
Amen.
John didn't say don't work in this world, but he said love not the world. You have to work, but don't love your work. You have to work for Apple, but don't love Apple. Don't fall in love with Apple. You have to work in Bosch, but Bosch is nothing. In your eyes, it is nothing.
Amen.
Then you're saved. Yeah. Right? Yeah. What is Porsche? Is it Porsche? Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's just a place of work. That's all. Don't be a slave. Don't sell your soul.
Oh, amen.
Then you're free. Amen. And wherever you are, you'll testify for the Lord. What is your working place? It's a place for you to testify for the Lord.
Amen.
And imagine they're paying you to testify for Christ. Isn't that good?
Amen.
How much should they pay you? Oh, they pay me thousands. To do what? For me to witness to the Lord. That's your job. Isn't it wonderful? If that is your view, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Please
Amen.
Keep your job. Keep your job. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord save us from the entanglement,
yes,
from the trap,
right,
from the snare. Mm-hmm. The enemy has set up so many snares to trap you, give you such a wonderful offer to trap you. Mm-hmm. Because they want to use you, they want to squeeze you like a lemon. And after they use you, they throw you away.
Right.
What do you do with a lemon after every drop is squeezed? You throw it away. Exactly. That's did that person who gave that,
tell you that
talk presentation told you that after they squeeze every drop, what will happen to you? Somebody should ask him, and professor, what happens to the lemon after every drop is squeezed out?
He will say the truth.
Please tell us the truth. Exactly. Throw you away. Throw you away. That's it.
Exactly.
But you think the Lord will throw you away?
No. He doesn't break.
Praise the Lord. He will give you a crown of glory, a crown of life. This is really wonderful. So you all need to realize that, hey, there's a judgment in the church, and there is also judgment in this world. And when God judged the world, he judged the ruler of this world. He cut off the head chopped off. And when the head is chopped off, that takes care of everything. Amen.
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 May the Lord save you in this generation.
Yeah.
And
amen.
You experience this and you can help other young people to be free. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
May the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. That's good enough for tonight. You know the world and who is behind it.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
May the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen. Amen.
Now two can go back to Apple in peace.
Yeah. To gain some good fruit.
Now you know why you're in Apple. Yeah. Right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Really wonderful.
Yeah.
The Lord's word is full of wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Full of salvation, making us wise unto salvation. Mm-hmm. Give us understanding of what's going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Using all these, Lot, Ammon and Moab, East of Edom,
right,
the Philistine, Tyre and Sidon.
Amen.
Egypt. What a wonderful description.
Mm-hmm.
Exposing the Pharaoh, exposing Satan himself,
Amen.
The very source of this world, dealing with him.
Mm.
Amen.